Yet, we have to go on now to the Miss Oklahoma pageant.
Yes.
And you had no qualms about doing that.
Not about the performing, but I did have qualms. The next most scary thing I had to do was walk into the Mayo Hotel in Tulsa. First of all, my mother and I got lost getting there. But to walk in as Miss Oklahoma City and meet those girls, you know, a little bit, in addition to shyness, there's the small town inferiority complex. If you're from Oklahoma City, you have more confidence. You're somehow better prepared, which is not true. But it helped to be Miss Oklahoma City. That helped me think I was somehow a bigger deal. But I still was Jenny Giroux from Laverne inside. And I walked in, and that was the other really hard thing to do. It's that initial walking in and sticking out my hand and saying my name to other people. I met Nancy Turk, I think was her name, from Ardmore, and she is an extrovert. You know, I would just glop on to those great personalities that were warm and inviting and authentic, not fakey people. I'm good at spotting those. I'm not interested in those. And then if I can just be with them, they make friends easily, and I make friends easily too, if it's not dependent on those initial sell yourself. I'm not a salesperson.
What was to be your music talent?
I sang a medley of songs that Don Johnson, my company, has put together for me. When on a clear day, you can see forever in Miss Oklahoma City. And then we changed to Sadie Sadie Married Lady from Funny Girl for Miss Oklahoma. And then as Miss Oklahoma, I had the blessing of having Tony Spencer as my executive director, who was amazingly creative, Mo Billington as a musical arranger, and Kenny Harris also did the actual, I think, arrangement. Those musical people and Tony's wild and crazy mind came up with the idea of me conducting, because I was a good singer, but not a fabulous singer. And there were so many singers in the Miss America pageant that if you didn't have something unique, and I studied conducting with Dr. Ray Luke, who is an incredible musician, conductor, and composer, and I was a good conductor. So Tony's idea was that I conduct the orchestra and sing. Her idea was that I'd be funny, but I'm not funny. So I took that idea, and together with my sister, who is a musical conductor, and a couple of my professors from OCU, but mainly Judy, we worked out this thing, and Tony chose the song, 1, 2, 3, which is a great song that's fun, and she wrote the lyrics. So I sang 1, 2, 3 and conducted the orchestra in Atlantic City, the only time that's been done. And it was a huge hit.
You danced too then, didn't you?
Yes, I kind of had this whole routine where I danced. I never got to rehearse it with a live orchestra, except a small orchestra. We made a tape so that I could practice with it. But I really never rehearsed it. This kind of amazes me. I never rehearsed it until I was in Atlantic City with the Miss America Orchestra. I ran through it twice live and then did it. And won talent. It was just a big hit because it was different.
It was a novel thing to do, right? Back in Oklahoma City, the competition then, the interview with the judges, what was that for, this shy person, and how did you walk into
again,
that?
Again, because it was a small group, I was okay. And because I never expected to win, and no one ever expected me to win any of these, I never had a lot of stress because, again, no expectations of winning. And in a small group, I'm pretty easy being myself. I didn't try to be something I wasn't. And at that time, those judges' interviews didn't expect you to have the answer to world peace. And I'm grateful for that because I didn't. I still don't.
So you won Miss Oklahoma pageant.